Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And on that note, I am joined, as always, on a weekly basis by Ans van Rensburg, who's the clinic manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. Hi, Ans, how are you today?
Hi, Landy. I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I managed not to fall asleep today, even though we are celebrating World Sleep Day this Friday. I know that this is one of the things parents probably complain the most about when they come.
Absolutely. It's something that we see often in our clinics, parents that are very worried about their children that are not sleeping well. And we tend to think easily that parents are more concerned about, or let me put it this way, I think a lot of parents think that they are more concerned about themselves than what they are about their children, that if a child doesn't sleep well, it affects their work. But actually, parents are really worried about their children because they tend to think quickly that something's wrong. If a child is not sleeping as well as another child, or especially if you've had a child, your first child that's sleeping really, really well, and then you have another child that maybe wakes up frequently during the night, and then you think that you're not doing something correctly, when in actual fact, that's not the case. Children are different. They differ in the ways that they fall asleep and the ways that they stay asleep. And often it's something that's beyond the parents' control. So it's as I always say, it's really important to maintain perspective, that you don't think that you are being a bad parent, and that you rather ask your nurse if there's something that you should be doing differently, and if what your child is going through is actually considered normal or abnormal in the first place. Because often parents are so worried only to find out that what the child is going through is 100% normal. It's not something that needs any intervention, and that they are actually doing a great job as a parent.
Yes, and I always say to parents when I help them is that, I mean, I'm very careful to say something that you're doing something wrong or that there's a problem that you've created as a parent with your child's sleep. Because in the end of the day, no parent that I have ever met had intentions to keep their child out of sleep. So
absolutely,
you didn't do anything wrong. Your intentions were obviously good to help your child to sleep, and sometimes, unfortunately, it just doesn't work out in that way.
Absolutely.
But what can a parent then expect if they are struggling with sleep? Do you guys give some guidance? What do you do when there is problems?
Absolutely. So what we do at our clinics, when a parent is concerned about their child's sleep, the best thing to do is to actually visit the clinic with your child, and we'll do a quick a physical assessment just to make sure that everything is okay, that there's not an underlying maybe there's a cough, or there's something that we need to be something else that we need to be concerned about. But we first just do a brief physical assessment, and then also a comprehensive history taking to find out, is there something that's actually keeping your child awake or something throughout the night. Again, we tend to follow our daily routine so closely, and we often need to make small changes that ultimately have a huge effect on a child's overall well-being. So sometimes it's just it can be as simple as just limiting screen time, whether it's a television or a tablet, and half an hour earlier or an hour earlier, to ultimately make a child fall asleep that much earlier. So it's sometimes small tweaks that we need to make to our daily schedules, and our nurses can absolutely help with that.
Yeah. And of course, for us, for me now, as a sleep consultant at Good Night, I do have to say I really appreciate when I get referrals from clinic sisters at Dis-Chem Baby City, just because, exactly like you said, for me, it helps to know that I get that referral because I know those basics have been taken care of, those things to make sure the baby is healthy and growing and all those things. Because those small things, I always say, don't underestimate the small things. Just because they're easier
Absolutely.
To implement, that does not make them less important. And it was
Absolutely.
Wonderful chatting with you. I'll chat again next week with you.
Thank you, Landy. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.